The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, better known as BAMP, is this morning calling for more testing for the coronavirus in the country. President Dr. Linda Williams tells Sagicor's Early Business that while the pandemic appears to be at what she calls a settled stage, we cannot take our eyes off the ball.
If we remember, just from looking around at other countries, they also experienced third waves, fourth waves. And we must not feel that we cannot have that happen here. We must protect against it. We are concerned right now that the numbers testing are still very low. We feel that if we are testing less than 1,000 people a day, that we may not be getting the full picture of what is happening. We are testing mainly by contact tracing and by opportunistic testing as people showing up in the clinics for testing. But what we really want is a program where we have ongoing surveillance, mainly of frontline workers, to see what the rates are among them, particularly the asymptomatic rates. So we are still not out of the woods as a country. We've taken some sensible measures with the weekend lockdowns. And I think we still have to keep our eye on the ball and follow all the public health protocols rigidly. We have not yet reopened to tourism, but when that happens, we will have to really be stringent in our measures to prevent a third and a fourth wave from happening here.
It's been a long haul. What impact has it had on your membership?
It has been a long haul. And I think living in a heightened sense of awareness for a year for everybody has taken its psychological toll. However, what I would say is, we are trying to make sure that we put measures in place that we can recognize and avoid burnout in our doctors. And also, we don't want people and not even medical professionals to feel that because we've had one dose of a two-dose vaccine that we are somehow now invincible to the virus or protected from it. We have to bear in mind that we are still vulnerable and take all the precautions in our offices just as we did before.
We speak just ahead of a meeting of the social partnership, which you'll be attending. You're going to that meeting with what basic concerns now?
So we're going to the meeting basically to discuss our positions on tourism and reopening of the economy to both air and cruise tourism and how we're going to ramp up testing and make all of our mechanisms work in what could be considered a fairly quiet time, so that when we have to scale up those mechanisms that we'll be able to do so. So that is our concern. Will we be able to scale up the monitoring, the testing, and all the things that are required when the time comes? And that's what we have been going on about, and also about the genomic surveillance. We are very, very much in need of having that program up and running before we get tourists coming back in, so that we can identify the variants, so that we can isolate people who have particular variants and prevent them from spreading in our community, particularly those variants which are resistant to the AstraZeneca vaccine.
There seems to be a body of opinion that suggests that it isn't terribly important to establish whether variants are here or not.
I think that body of opinion is misled. I think it's very important. I think worldwide it has been recognized to be important. And I think countries which have done well are those who have been able to go after and recognize what variants were prevalent in their population. And when a change occurred, when they saw a more transmissible and a more deadly pattern, that they were able to recognize that change and they were able to identify the sources of the change and to clamp down on them very quickly. You look at Iceland as an example, as a country that has gone full scale into genomic testing, and their record speaks for itself.
What are the obstacles to genomic testing in Barbados at the moment?
Well, we don't need necessarily to do it in Barbados. We have opportunities to collaborate with others overseas who would be willing to assist countries and smaller nations in identifying genomic variants. The other thing we don't want is to develop a Barbados variant, something that happens here that then is identified for us by others overseas and then we are blacklisted as a result of people not being able to come here so as not to get our variant. So it is important to us, and there are facilities that will assist us in this.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, on SAGICOR's Early Business.